podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
A couple of weeks ago, Tuesday 2 weeks ago, so just over 2 weeks now. Hurt my leg at Muay Thai.
Yes.
Grappling, sparring, got thrown to the ground.
Mm.
And it bloody hurt.
And
we thought we'd done some sort of ligament damage of some sort, MCL, PCL, LCL maybe.
Mm. LCM, you said at one stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I said, oh, still, can you still get those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so ACL. So then finally got into a physio last week and went to the GP as well and got sort of he said that, oh, you got to go get an MRI.
Yeah.
Because, as I said at the time, that night – after class, after it happened, I drove basically straight to Barwon Health North.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing, there, the team, I literally rolled in. They're like, here, have some Panadol and some Nurofen.
Yeah.
And then they wheeled me in, got x-rays, wheeled me back out.
Bless.
Then wheeled me back in and assessed me. And it didn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
We're so lucky. Don't ever forget.
So lucky.
I know there's everyone who wants to have a whinge about sort of the medical sort of setup here in Australia. But, man, there are lots worse places.
Oh, yeah.
That claim to be the best countries in the world, and they suck.
Yeah.
And then there's their medical side of things as well. I think you know what I'm getting at. Anyway, so 2 weeks have worn on, and Monday afternoon went out to Torquay, went to Radius there, got my MRI. I told you yesterday about the eyebrow ring, taking it out. Now I haven't put it back in. I thought I'd lost it, blah, blah, blah. Had to get the results for the MRI yesterday. So my GP called me about lunchtime and he gave me the verdict.
Oh, honey. Okay.
Of what has happened to my knee.
Yep.
And gave me some sort of idea as to sort of what the heal time will be and, you know, recovery process and whatnot.
Well, I will say this. You didn't have crutches for the last 2 days because you didn't like how they felt under your arms.
They gave me a rash. I'm not too proud to say that my pits are very rashy right now.
Yeah. And then I've noticed this morning you're back on the crutches. So that makes me worried.
Well, Lauren, that would be because...
Yeah. Your leg is broken.
Yeah, so I've got a fractured tibia that they couldn't find.
What?
They couldn't find in the x-ray, but the MRI. And I thought it was sus.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So you had an x-ray.
Yeah, and it couldn't see it because it's right in the top. It's in the ball bit at the top where it's in. So it's like on the outside of my knee, but it's the very top of the tibia is fractured. So
I'm just Googling the tibia so I know again.
It's the shin bone. It's the big boy there.
Where the knee goes.
Yeah, but not in the middle. It's on the outside of my right knee.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Because the MRI guy came in and goes, at the end, he goes, have you had an x-ray? And I was like, yeah, I have. He goes, oh, because we thought it would be good to see an x-ray as well. But that's okay. Your doctor will get in touch. And I was like, all right. And so I said to Carly, I was like, I am worried that they're going to be like, well, the MRI didn't show anything.
And we can't see
anything on the x-ray, so we don't know what's wrong with you. No, they know. They know. So I've got, yes. Yeah,
oh,
so,
my God, mate.
So it's broken. Or fractured, I should say. It's not broken. But, yeah, it's
So what about, okay, ligaments-wise, though?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, okay, amazing.
So that's good.
Okay,
so this could possibly be a good thing, yeah? Because bones take a certain amount of time to heal. The problem is, and this is why I brought back one of the crutches, it's because I hate both crutches, but I brought back one because the doctor's like, you probably should get back on the crutches because you don't want to make it worse. He sent the scans and stuff off to University Hospital for them to have a look at, the orthopedic surgeon or whatever, just in case.
Yeah.
So he said it because you're quite young still.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, yeah. That they might want to do something with it. But
What can you do? Can you, like, for that, is it just like a...
Calcium supplements, just hope for...
Maybe some type of peptide or something.
No,
like,
we don't talk about that on the radio unless it's FDA approved.
But
certainly,
like,
I wouldn't recommend anybody get involved with that.
Some type of creatine.
Yeah, creatine.
Or something.
I always take creatine.
Like, so, but it's not as if they can, I mean, they can't put your leg in a cast or something, right?
I don't think
can
so.
They?
I don't know. So my physio also got the results and he's going to call me today, so I'll get his opinion too. But the funny thing is the doctor yesterday is like, are you in like a lot of pain right now? And I was like, no, actually weirdly, like today is the first day I haven't had any pain relief, no Panadol. I stopped taking Panadol like second day.
Yeah.
But I hadn't been taking any anti-inflammatories as of yesterday as well, because the swelling had gone down a bit. And he's like, okay, because what I'm looking at, you should be in a lot of pain.
You're a hard man. So
if you are, you can admit it and you go to the hospital. I would say go straight to the hospital. I'm like, but I'm not. He's like, well, you must have a very high pain threshold.
Yes, like, he does.
Hey, Muay Thai.
He used to be in Muay Thai.
Hardcore.
Yeah, I know.
Just walking around with a broken leg.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that, but also happy that it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's take the positive things. Mm. You still have a leg. That's great.
Yes, and also it should heal itself provided I don't make things worse.
Okay.
And if there's one thing that I don't usually do.
We'll keep an eye on you, buddy.
There's definitely no track record of me making things worse.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
What were we just talking about?
We're talking about the fact that there's a shark.
Oh, yes. That footage that you put up on our K-Rock Instagram, K-Rock Geelong on Instagram with the great white off Bowen Heads.
Yeah.
And they're in a fishing boat. They're in like a tinny and there's a great white rolling around.
Remember, these are the guys that patted the shark not too long ago.
It is the same crew?
Same crew.
It is the same crew.
Now they've seen it again.
Oh, I hated it. I was looking at it. I was like, I hate everything about
this. I love it so much. Fishing on the Ballerina is their Instagram. Yeah, it's up on our socials if you want to see it. They were off at Bowen Heads the other day. And, you know, as they said, much respect to the ocean. It's full of surprises. It is indeed.
It's a big-ass great white. And if I was on that boat, I'd be just like, this is not secure enough for me to feel okay in this moment.
A shark's not just going to be like, even if you fell in, like a shark's not going to be like, yum.
Of course it is.
No.
That shark would eat the out of you.
No, it's not like I don't think it's like a lion where it's like a lion would be like, a lion's a cat, right?
Yeah.
And a cat's bored and sometimes a cat just wants to
play with.
Just with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just wants to like bite you and stuff.
You are the mouse, essentially.
Yeah. I feel like with the shark, I feel like
you are the seal. If you're the shark, you're the seal.
No, but if you're not flapping around.
Oh, so you're going to.
And you can just push them away is my understanding. When they come for you, you just push their nose away.
I know.
There's nothing they can do about it.
I know you think all animals are beautiful, but you are also beautiful in your naivety.
If you fell in, there's no guarantee that it would just come for you.
Absolutely. There is 1,000% guarantee.
No, I don't think so.
Because you're not going to fall in. Okay, so you're on a tinny. There's a big-ass great white shark circling you, and you fall in.
Oh, you'd freak out.
Yeah, you're not going to just go, I'm just going to. Like, what are you going to do? Pin drop?
If you were able to remain calm, I'm sure it would be okay.
Mate, I am on top of the water, like the roadrunner running.
Okay, so you're in the middle of the Torquay Highway, right? Yeah.
I would prefer not to be. Thank you.
Would you rather a shark? Or fall into a lion's cage? Or fall in the water with a shark?
Neither.
No, neither. But you have to choose, mate. You go on the lion, aren't you?
No, because the lion will eat the crap out of me too. Why are the two choices me getting eaten?
Well, that's my fantasies. This is what I think about when I'm away from work.
Not what I was going to talk about.
Sorry.
And we are now out of time. So.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
K-Rock 955. Tom and Log, we do it for Mimosa Homes. Log, I found an Instagram account that I love it so compelling. The content is so amazing that I just can't look away. And so much so that I thought we need to talk to the man behind the
magic.
Yeah.
The disgusting magic.
Well, it's such a roller coaster. His name is Gabe True. The profile is called Gabe True. That's T-R-E-W. And True's probably part of what we're talking about here because it's a confessions Instagram account. People submit them.
Yeah, and you think you've heard everything in life, and then and then there's this.
Yeah.
Gabe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Man, you live in Canberra, so, you know, I'm sure you've seen and heard some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, right. Like, Canberra's got this reputation, but I think we may have cracked it open on that one.
Yeah. You've got 15,000 followers, over 15,000 followers on Instagram. This whole thing has blown up. In your day job, you run a shop that sells local produce from local people, local artisanal stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I have a business called Pop Local, and we sell everything made locally, you know, local makers, creators, in a really kind of fun and convenient way. And my Gabe True Confessions account is actually only 3 weeks old, so it's kind of grown very quickly. Confessions actually started 2 years ago on the Pop Local account.
Right.
And it kind of, you know, started flowing in then, and we've just moved it over because we've decided to kind of let them all out of the bag now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is insane because I was having a look at day one that you said here, day one of sharing Australia's wildest confessions. A little confession about chocolate buttons and and a gal that likes to, instead of eating them, you know, and getting them in her body that way, she puts them in her body another way. Gabe, this is the start of what is just a crazy page. Has anything shocked you?
Look, I've been shocked quite a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of read some things I never thought I'd read.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we initially launched it, it started as like a Valentine's Day competition. You had to write in with your anonymous crush. And a few people, you know, it was kind of going pretty steady. A few people writing in with their anonymous crush. And then someone wrote in and said, I don't have a crush, but I do have a confession. I posted it up and then it sort of snowballed.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got over kind of 12,000 confessions and there's some in there that have totally floored me. Some, of course, I can't post, but even the ones that can, they're pretty out there.
Wow, so there's stuff that you can't post that you
That's shocking.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. It's just been really interesting seeing, I guess, the layers to people, you know. So many people have a weird little quirk or a strange little secret or just a funny little thing they haven't told anyone that just kind of pops out.
These anonymous confessions, I assume you don't know where they're coming from, so whether they're all Australian or from around the world?
It's actually a bit of a mix, and it's funny because we launched it just by saying, send us an email, and it really snowballed. So some people make burner accounts, some just come straight from their regular email, their work email. We get kind of a bit of everything. And it really started in Canberra and then pretty quickly, you know, it was Australia-wide and then pretty quickly we started getting some from overseas as well.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
These stories are insane. Yeah. Is there any that you can read out that you're like, okay, here's a bit of an example of what you get on the reg?
Yeah, well, I kind of actually did a bit of a search and looked through them. I did find a Geelong specific. If you're interested in that.
Oh,
well, yes. Before you give us the Geelong one, I'd just like to do a quick whip around of the highlights because for context for people, so it's a confessions Instagram. People are sending you these emails and you're like sort of screenshotting them and putting them up or posting them. And so we're reading along in real time. But there is one big one that was a guy that had three families in various places, and there was supposed to be a follow-up, but then did he send you the follow-up and then threaten you with legal action if you went ahead and posted it?
Exactly. So he sent this kind of quiet, he sent this kind of, you know, quiet, I guess, shocking confession about having these families sort of scattered around the world and none of them knew about each other. And then, you know, I often kind of email these people back and ask for a bit more information or a follow-up kind of so I can serve the people. And he did come back with, you know, quite an in-depth follow-up. And then I think he saw the post, saw that it actually kind of went a little bit viral, and then sent another very firmly worded letter saying that if I post any more, he will follow up with legal proceedings.
Whoa.
Come on, man. You're telling the story. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to sue me. Another one that blows my mind and lives rent-free in my head, and you've had follow-ups with this one as well. I think you might know where I'm about to go with this one.
Because
the girl is, that someone else has tried it, and then the girl is coming back with replies because it's become a saga now. But there is a woman who lines her underwear with foil because she likes the feeling.
What?
Yeah, good old tin foil.
Okay, so are people just trolling to this point, or it's like, is the truth stranger than fiction, Gabe?
Well, here's the funny thing, right? Because we posted her one, and I was inundated with people saying, like, I don't get it. Why would you do that? Doesn't make any sense. You know, and I was sharing these. And then she's kind of replied and said, I cannot believe I'm revealing myself. Because, you know, it was through Instagram.
Yeah.
But this is me, and I've done it since I was a teenager. I don't know what you mean, it's weird. And doesn't everybody do this? So it's kind of snowballed, right? We've got people now in the community. Someone actually tried it, sent up a video.
Yeah.
They're doing the crinkly walk.
Yeah.
And we're awaiting an update from her to answer all our questions about Why?
I think she said she was going to give it 2 hours but couldn't give it more than 2 minutes because it was that uncomfortable, yeah. Didn't she?
Exactly. That's right, yeah. So you've got to wonder. Oh, I think some of these things, like, they're so bizarre that, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction because that's a pretty creative thing to come up with.
It is. Absolutely. All right. So let's delve into our community. Give us one from Geelong. What are we dealing with?
All right, here we go. I'll read it out as it came to me. I work at a popular establishment in Geelong. I quit the week before Christmas, and to give everyone a real send-off, I licked every single takeaway coffee lid before opening. Oh. There's a good chance you've sipped your coffee via my unbrushed tongue.
Oh, that is not okay. That is not okay.
I'm so sorry, Geelong.
Yeah.
It's anonymous.
Gabe.
It's anonymous. Yeah. I know.
Oh, God.
Sorry to be the bringer of bad news.
Hey, another good reason to use a keep cup.
Seriously.
Holy crap. Okay, Gabe, so if people have confessions that they would like to submit to you for the Gabe True Instagram to be part of the whole program, how do they get them to you?
Yeah, so you can submit via Gabe, so G-A-B-E, at poplocal.com.au.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if they follow along my Instagram, Gabe True, we are going to have an anonymous email link submission coming soon by popular request.
Okay. And you're 100%, this is anonymous, though, 100%, yeah?
100%. And I think that's why we've kind of gotten some pretty juicy, interesting, creative confessions coming out is because, you know, it built up over a couple of years and people really trusted that I wasn't going to out anybody. And we kind of proved that time and time again. So I think everyone said it's time to let our freak flag fly.
Yeah. Oh, I love
Before we let you go, I just want to ask a question. So you said there's some that you can't publish. Has there been any that you've read and you've gone, if I knew who this was from, I would probably want to contact police about it or something? Like, has there been anything you'd had? Sorry to take it dark, but...
No, of course. There's been one.
Yeah, right.
So there's one I read that I thought, ooh, okay, like I can't hold the burden of this alone, so I did actually submit it to the police.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Good on you, mate. Good on you.
So but again, that's, you know, if someone is an immediate harm to themselves or others, that's kind of the bar.
Yeah.
You know, great to keep it kind of lighthearted, fun, weird, freaky, but if any dark ones come in, yeah, that's not so cool.
No, absolutely.
You're a man of the people.
Gabe, love your work, mate. Yes, keep doing it, mate.
Absolutely.
Cranking out that amazing content. Bloody love it. Gabe True, again, on Instagram. And if you're in Canberra, head to Braddon. On Lonsdale Street, there is where you will find Pop Canberra, which I'm sure has a whole heap of cool stuff in it too. Gabe, we might catch up with you again in a few months' time and see how it's all going, if that's cool.
Yeah. We'll do it. Let's do it.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Cameron Ling in the studio. And you've been out and about in Melbourne.
Yeah, I have. I know it's rare, but I do go up there usually for Friday night.
Rockpool.
Well, actually, that is a lovely little outing. You're right, Log. Not that on this occasion. Mm-hmm. This was one of my work outings to Melbourne.
Crown Casino. High rollers.
And as I've told you both before, when I'm working at an MCG game on a Friday night, often traffic hectic, especially once you sort of get into that Power Street exit area or around the Botanical Garden, all that sort of stuff.
I thought you got the chopper. I've got to get it all out, mate. We only get one hour a week.
Landed on the middle of the G and walk on. No, I often park so on this side of the Botanical Gardens and then just walk through the Botanical Gardens over the Swan Street Bridge into the precinct, and that's how I sort of do my Friday nights.
Did you not one night see a guy go past on an e-scooter or something and just eat it?
Yeah. So, like, I felt so bad for him, but it was so funny at the same time.
You shouldn't have stuck your foot out there.
Yeah, rude. Just shirt check him.
And as I've often said, you know, when you walk around Rod Laver Arena, there's often concerts on, and I've had the experience of different crowds of, and you can clearly see what the band is that's on.
So you had My Chemical Romance and you had Cypress Hill, and very different crowds.
Very different crowds, yep. Loved all that experience. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further back from Rod Laver Arena. So this is 2 weeks ago, and I've walked through the Botanical Gardens, and I never... I don't stick to the paths. I just cut across the grass. Like
better.
As the crow flies, the quickest yeah. point across Botanical Gardens.
Signs that say, keep off, don't walk here, you know, endangered plants.
These suede shoes go wherever they want.
I'm bad to the bone, so I just walk straight across. And as you then come down like the last bit of the Botanical Gardens and you've got to cross the what's the tan track, you know, yeah, they all run on and then you get to the road where you cross across to the Swan Street Bridge.
Yes.
But coming down that little bit, there's a series of light poles, you know, the beautiful little like garden type lights that light up a bit of the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
So two Friday nights ago, something caught my eye that was taped to every single one of those poles. And I'm talking maybe 12 light poles, one after the other, as you get to the end of the grass and path section of the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
And it caught my eye for a particular reason. And I want your opinion as to whether or not you would have bitten desperately wanted to. The taped A4 sheet of paper that was kind of rush job, like straight off your home printer a little bit, but with enough to catch your eye. Like there was some bold font and it was...
Looking for models?
It was set at... No. It was, my politician boyfriend cheated on me. Here's the proof.
Yes!
With a big QR code on the bottom there.
Okay. You've got to scan the QR.
Well, see, the only thing is I'd be worried in the world of scamming. Yes. That's just kind of like, mate, talk about phishing.
That's too specific to not be a thing.
But yeah, but doesn't that make it magic then?
It was the tastiest bait. You talk about fishing. Oh. I stopped. I'm like, oh, come on, I got to do this.
Did you?
No.
Blingy, for what? The story?
Yeah, but would like scam.
Oh, great.
Was it going to send me to some porn site or something? Like, I didn't know, so I nerved up. And then I walked to the next pole. I'm like, oh, but maybe. Like, what if it's, and then I just kept, and I didn't do it. Would you have done it?
Blingy, come on.
I want to think I would do it, but also I probably would land in the Cameron Ling.
It was really...
But for the story, now you've left us all wondering.
I know. And maybe, we've got people who live in Geelong, work in Melbourne. Maybe they walk across the Botanical Gardens. If you've seen this and you scanned on it, let us know, can you, at any stage, on the socials or 52232955.
Well, I just think, you've got a photo of it there.
No, I didn't take
a photo. Oh, you didn't take a photo.
I wrote notes. I wrote notes of what it
good.
Said.
Oh, good. I've scribed something here. It's coming via carrier pigeon. Yeah. So we'll get it in a week.
The fact it was specific, my politician boyfriend cheated on me, here's the proof.
I think that's so niche that I think it's legit. When are you going back? You got another Friday night game coming up?
This Friday night? No, it's at Marvel Stadium. No, I'm not back for another couple of weeks to the MCG.
If it's still there, I want you to take a photo, bring it back, and I'll QR code it. No worries.
So, can you photograph the
technology these days, mate?
Yeah. It's a whole world out there.
So you could get scammed.
Yeah, you can take a photo of it without pressing the link, so you won't go into the QR code.
And bring the poster. Rip the poster and bring it.
Okay.
You know, there's another option there, fellas. I know, think outside the box.
All right, I nerved up, I'll be honest. And there were other people around, and I know that they were interested as well.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.